The Victorian election results are still being finalized as this story goes to air, with Labour in the lead and unexpected results in local electorates being swing seats. The Independents don't appear to have lost any seats to date, but the question needs to be asked given the surprise teal uprising in the last national federal elections. Can the teal wave that made all the difference at 2022 federal election also wash away New South Wales coalition government? Wendy Frew talks to one of the first of the independents to put up their hand, Joelene Hackman, who is standing for the seat of Manly on Sydney's northern beaches.
Joelene, why have you decided to stand as an independent candidate for next year's election?
Well, I am standing for state election because I want firmer action on climate. I want more integrity in politics. And, well, rather than someone who's padlocked to parity and who votes for the Nationals, I believe that the people of Manly deserve genuine community representation. And there's a lot of research that shows that there's an appetite for community representation in Manly. And I'm open to learning and consulting with the community so that I can be of service directly to them, not to any party politics.
We saw the so-called teal wave at the federal election, which defeated six sitting Liberal MPs, including in McKellar on the Northern Beaches. Were you influenced by their success?
I wasn't influenced necessarily. It was more inspired because what I read from that movement is that community is really looking for independent representation. And the thousands of volunteers that got behind those campaigns really demonstrated that people want to be at the table for decision making. And I think that it's time that our parliament matched our diverse society. I think we need more women at the table. I think we need more people of colour, First Nations people, LGBTQIA, and our youth. And I think that there's a space for all of us at the decision-making table.
What skills and experience would you bring to the parliament?
So my skills, I'm an independent business consultant, and so I know firsthand how important that clear and decisive legislation is. I think that if businesses know, for example, that there is a net zero target that is legislated in New South Wales for 2050 and for 2030, like they've done in Victoria, then businesses can change their business strategy to meet those goals. They can hire people that are able to fulfill those jobs of the future. And more importantly, they can make sure they take advantage of the growth that is available in the new greener economy. So the skills that I bring are business skills. Also, I started the Feed Our Medics, which was an opportunity for local businesses to have a new revenue stream during COVID. And being able to consult with the community and understand the healthcare needs and the business pressures, I was able to consolidate that and create a revenue stream for that small business hospitality sector. So I guess my experience is based around business, around community consultation and listening, and also creating those opportunities for growth and for certainty and for security. And I think that those skills are really going to help me in the parliament floor.
Are you backed by Climate 200, the group set up by Simon Holmes a Court?
Yes. So Climate 200, yes, they are providing some support. It's very minimal. I mean, the state funding is quite different to the federal funding. There is actually a limit to our donations. I believe it's $3,300 per individual or company. So that is completely minimal level of support. And any support from Climate 200 actually doesn't come in the source of funds. It's just branding.
All right, so you'll get more maybe branding and how to go about it, but you're going to have to raise your own money, essentially.
It's just branding. Mm. So there's no strategic input. It's just a small level of support. And, the big parties get a lot of corporate support on a bigger scale, and their allowance is actually $7,000 for a registered party. but small grassroots campaigners like me have a capacity for $3,300 per person. So honestly, I think there should be more of a spotlight on the donors of the bigger parties than there is on, you know, very small support, grassroots support. And I think what it shows is that if people are able to be elected by grassroots democracy, it shows that people are actually donating and supporting those people in the Teal movement, and it's harder for us to do so. So it's a signal that people want change. Mm.
What do you want to see happen from whomever forms power after the election?
What I'm doing at the moment is looking at all of the available inputs and trying to really nail down the policies that I'm going to be taking forward into the election. I'm very much in the consultative phase. So any experts or any community members that feel very passionate about certain topics, I very much welcome them to look at my website and to reach out and contact me. But what will I do if I win? I will absolutely listen to the community, and I really want to consult the scientists and the experts. And I think that the people of Manly really want policy that is passionate and improves their quality of life. In Manly in particular, we need a reliable transport system, we need sustainability in the building code, and we need innovative, affordable housing and equitable access to energy. So the forests of New South Wales is also a critical component of my platform. In the last 3 years, since the government introduced a special law to improve the protection of the trees, land clearing has actually increased by 73%. Increased. Mm. At the same time, the bushfires from 2019 resulted in a 65% decimation of our forests across New South Wales. So overlaying those two things, the bushfires and the government policy on deforestation, we really have cleared way too much land. So I think that that's something that absolutely needs to be looked at as a matter of priorities. Mm. Also, legislating net zero. We are, New South Wales, one of the highest carbon emitters in the world and one of the highest land clearing places in the world. So that's something that I really want to take a good hard look at and work out what my policies will be on that.
Because you've got a balanced kind of interest of your local community, and you're obviously standing as an independent who's very much in touch with the Manly seat, mm-hmm. but you're going to be in a state parliament, so you're going to have views on a whole range of issues. Do you feel that sometimes there might be a conflict there? And I'm thinking particularly perhaps about development, where a lot of the Northern Beaches seats, people don't want any more development, while at the same time out west and southwest, more and more houses are kind of being, you know, shoved in. How do you balance those conflicts?
Well, it is really about consulting with the experts and consulting with the community. I mean, if you look out west and you do see those houses that have been built on floodplains, it's a huge concern that we need to really look at the science about why that has happened and make sure that that does not happen again. We don't want to put people at risk. The same at the moment in the newspaper today was an article about Lizard Rock, the development that's happening up there, where the Metropolitan Aboriginal Land Council wants to look at clearing that and putting houses on there. Now, that is in a critical bushfire risk zone. So it's very important. And very important that we look at that and understand the risks and how to mitigate that. Also overlaid on the top of that is the fact that it's a very sacred Aboriginal site. It's pristine bushland. So we really need to look at the business case of these things and understand, yes, there is a need for more affordable housing, but why is it in particular areas that have other cultural or environmental significance? What are the other options? We have to look strategically about where there are better options. And that's something that I look forward to doing.
Jolene Hackman, thanks very much for talking to Razor's Edge on 2SER.
Thank you, Wendy.
That was independent candidate for Manly, Jolene Hackman, ending that report by Wendy Frew.